Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
It might seem like a harmless enough idea, finding a remote but fertile patch of federal land and growing marijuana there. But in reality, it damages forests, poisons wildlife, and pollutes rivers and streams. Now, the Justice Department is teaming up with state and local authorities to put an end to it. Joining me with more, Jeff Wood, Acting Assistant Attorney General for the Environment and Natural Resources Division at the Justice Department. Mr. Wood, good to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. So glad to be on the show.
Give us a sense of how extensive this illegal use of federal land really is. This is not just a couple of shrubs here and there next to a clearing.
No, Tom, this is a dramatic problem. It's affecting national forests, national parks, particularly in the western United States. We had one recent operation in California, Operation Forest Watch, which we worked on in coordination with the U.S. Forest Service and local and state law enforcement. We found in that investigation over 600,000 plants, 25,000 pounds of processed marijuana, 160 grow sites were reclaimed as part of that operation, but over 700 grow sites in those national forests remain to be cleaned up. It's a significant and growing problem, especially in the western United States, and it's going to take the coordinated effort of the federal government and state and local authorities to try to bring this to heel.
So it's really organized crime in some sense that's doing this.
Absolutely. We know that there are drug trafficking organizations, organized criminal gangs, that are operating on more than 70 national forests in 21 states. We've seen that. Of course, this kind of illegality is not entirely new. It's been going on for years, but we're seeing an increase in it. We're also seeing an increase in the usage of very dangerous pesticides, an increase in the diversion of scarce water resources that are in these national forests and national parks, and we're seeing an increase in the amount of adverse effect on fish and wildlife as well that are in these treasured national lands.
Planting and spraying is one thing, but diverting water sounds like there's engineering works going on in these remote areas.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there are. When you go to one of these grow sites, it's often the case that you see pipes, hoses, other forms of water detention facilities that are designed to divert water from the normal course and into these illegal grow sites. We had tests done, and this was done in California this past year, on Operation Forest Watch. 89% of the sites that that they encountered had evidence of the use of the most deadly kinds of pesticides, and many of those sites had water samples near the sites testing positive for the highest and most deadly kinds of pesticides. So it's a significant concern to not just the law enforcement officers who encounter these sites, which is dangerous for them. It's obviously dangerous for the public when they are out enjoying public lands and are at risk of encountering these sites. It's dangerous for the end user who's exposed to the dangerous kinds of pesticides that are used on these illegally grown sites. But it's also dangerous for the environment, dangerous for water quality, dangerous for fish and wildlife. And so we're trying to tackle this. It's a big job, but we are hopeful that with actions taken like those recently in, by federal and state law enforcement in California, we can get some good progress achieved.
And before we get to some of those specific steps, is it safe to assume, or is it proper to assume that you could encounter violence if you came upon one of these sites?
Oh, without a doubt. Now, I have not been personally to these sites. It takes highly trained law enforcement teams, to, oftentimes by helicopter, to get access to these remote locations. I do know that in the recent operation in California that they seized over 80 firearms as part of their investigation work and made over 77 arrests. And we do know these are dangerous criminal organizations that are often running these grow sites. And so it's dangerous work, and that's another concern that we need to address.
And just another question on their logistics. They must have access by some way. How do you get in and out?
Right. Well, we know that they access these oftentimes by foot in terms of the illegal growers. They will backpack their materials to these remote locations. They'll set up long-term camps. Many of them stay in these camps for months on end throughout the growing season. They'll maintain armed guards. They set traps. Bring in, we have evidence of human trafficking related to these operations. So they set up these long-term campsites in very, very remote areas deep in the national parks or national forests. hoping to not be found. Thankfully, many of them are being found. Obviously, more resources would help, but they are tackling this as best we can at this current time.
We're speaking with Jeff Wood. He's Acting Assistant Attorney General for the Environment and Natural Resources Division at the Justice Department. Tell us about the task forces and what are some of the new strategies you're deploying.
Sure. Well, this, like I said before, it takes a coordinated effort of federal, state, and local law enforcement to tackle this difficult issue. The President and his Public Lands Drug Control Committee has made this issue a priority, so we are really grateful for that leadership here out of Washington. We also have the Office of National Drug Control Policy, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Forest Service, Department of Interior, EPA Criminal Investigations Division, as well as the local U.S. attorneys and the state AGs and local law enforcement. I attended a meeting 2 weeks ago in Sacramento of the Public Lands Drug Control Committee, and it was impressive to see the level of support at all levels of government, state, federal, and local, and to hear the stories firsthand from the sheriffs, from the state law enforcement, and from the public lands managers about the significant adverse impact of this activity, but also the courageous action of those out in the field, on the ground, who are fighting back to reclaim these treasured public lands.
And what are you doing? That is to say, marching in with armed forces and taking them out and burning the marijuana? I mean, what actually happens?
The teams that go in often involve highly trained law enforcement personnel. They're also, when available, taking in scientists who can actually conduct the tests to see what pesticides are there, what effects they are having. And ultimately, the goal here is, number one, interdiction. Number two, enforcement and disruption. We want to disrupt this activity as best we possibly can. And then you move into the phase of removing the harmful substances, the harmful equipment, the water diversion, all those things. You remove those, and you do the best you can to try to restore these impacted areas. Like I said, you know, a lot of progress has been made. This operation in California this year resulted in 160 grow sites that were reclaimed and put back to a proper condition. But there are, at last count, over 700 more sites in that area that were left to be cleaned up. So, you know, you want to get in, disrupt, enforce, make arrests when you can. Sometimes when law enforcement encounters these sites, they've been abandoned long ago, but that doesn't mean the risk isn't still there. You still have dangerous pesticides that may be there. You still have traps that have been set that you have to deal with. And removing the illegal cultivation sites can be dangerous work for sure.
Is it possible to use aircraft or drones to be able to find where you need to go?
Yeah, in fact, yeah, they use helicopters, and they are increasingly using drone technology to search and survey a greater area. It also takes monitoring. I mean, some of the forest roads that go into these national forests, law enforcement will monitor them and try to see if there are indications of illegal growing activities going on and do it that way. But certainly the more technology we can bring to bear here, the better off will be, and the more disruption we can cause of these operations.
So this is going to be ongoing till you clean it all up?
Well, that's, I think, the commitment that's been made. I met with the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of California in Sacramento recently, and he certainly committed to tackling this issue. I know the other U.S. attorneys in those districts out west where this is a priority or a concern are focused on tackling it. And I think there's a strong commitment at the state and local level, too, because they really see the adverse effect of this on the ground, what it does in their treasured public lands, but also what it does in their communities when these illegal drugs flow through.
Jeff Wood is Acting Assistant Attorney General for the Environment and Natural Resources Division at the Justice Department. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Really great to be with you.
We'll post a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.